Okay, today's daf is Makos daf Yud Zayin. We are holding at the bottom of daf Tes Zayin and Beis. So Yeshir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishev and Numan, who's Chusur for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali ben Firmit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have her for Shlema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we're holding at the two dots on the bottom of daf Tes Zayin and Beis, and we're still going through the various Yisurim that the Mishnah had said that you're Chayiv Malkus for. So we're going to talk about failure to take Maiser Ani. If something becomes Tevel, because you've taken Truma, you've taken Maiser Rishon, you just haven't taken Maiser Ani. So the Gemara is going to tell us that it does make it Tevel, but there's a Machlokas, whether an Amma Aretz is assumed to have taken Maiser Ani. What do we do in terms of Demai? Do you have to take Maiser Ani from Demai? We're then going to have a Machlokas, what the Gedder of a Beria is, whether even non-living things can be considered a Beria, because that was mentioned at the end of our Mishnah, that you're chayiv malchus even if you eat less than a kazayis, if it is a beria, if it is a complete entity. So we're going to discuss a little bit what exactly the hagdara of a beria is, and whether everybody holds that one is that one is chayiv on pachus mikshir if it's a beria, or perhaps even you'd be chayiv on pachus mikshir even if it's not a beria. And then we're going to have another Mishnah that's going to continue the list of things of isurim for which a person is chayiv malchus. And that's going to lead us into a machlokas, whether bikurim become mutter to eat after hanacha, after you place them next to the mizbeach, or no, maybe even the kriya is ma'akeves. Maybe you need to do the reading of the parsha of Arami Oviravi in order for the bikurim to be mutter. And then the Gemara is going to have five drashos that Reb Shimon uses to teach us chiv malchus in eating different types of karbanos, that he takes a pasuk and he darshans five different isurim from the pasuk. And the Gemara is going to tell us that Rava was super impressed by Rabbi Shimon's drasha, but he disagreed with the entire thing beginning to end. He pointed out that every kal v'chomer Rabbi Shimon made is a flawed kal v'chomer, but still he was super impressed by the drasha. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out what was so super impressive if every last detail of the drasha was wrong from beginning to end. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to mention a zar who eats a carbon ola before Zrika outside of Yerushalayim. This is another one of those examples where we have, as we'll have many times in this perek, how many Yisurim can you do in one shot? A Zar, a non-Kohen, eating a carbon ola, you're not supposed to eat a carbon ola, and he does it outside of Yerushalayim. So five Malkios that potentially one could be in violation of. So let's begin at the two dots on Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Achal Tevel U'Maiser Rishon. So Amarav, Achal Tevel Shel Maiser Ani Loka. If a person eats Tevel of Maiser Ani, he gets Malkus. Meaning, it's Tevel, it was Tevel, you separated Truma, you separated Maiser Rishon, you just haven't separated Maiser Ani. Maiser Ani is only Chayiv in the third and the sixth year, I believe. This year, I think, is a Maiser Ani year. I think it's the third year of Shemitah, Tavshin Ayin Ches. So in the third year, it's a Maiser, third and sixth year is a Maiser Ani year. So it doesn't have Kedusha in the sense that it could be eaten by Zarim, but nevertheless, it's still going to be considered Tevel. And you get Malkus if you eat produce that you never were Mafresh Meiser Ani from. Says Gemara, Kiman, Ki Aitana, we must be assuming, like the Tana in the following Brisa, Ditanya, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Yachlo Yechayev El Al Tevel Shlohura Mimenu Kalikar, you might think that the whole Chiv of Tevel is only if you didn't take any Trumos from it, Hura Mimenu Trum Gadol Velo Hura Mimenu Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon Velo Meiser Sheni. Va'afilu Meiser Ani Minayin. How do I know that as long as you have failed to take any of the Matanos from it, that you're going to be Chayiv, even if all you failed to take is Meiser Rishon, or all you failed to take is Meiser Sheni in a Meiser Sheni year, or Meiser Ani in a Meiser Ani year? Tamalomer lo sucha lechol b'sharecha. The pasuk says lo sucha lechol b'sharecha la'alanu omer v'achol b'sharecha v'saveyu ma la'alan. Just like that second pasuk is clearly talking about Meiser Ani, because the way the pasuk reads is ki sechal la'aser is kol ma'aser tivoscha b'shana hashlishes shnas ha'maiser v'nasata l'levi l'ager l'yosan l'almana v'achol b'sharecha v'saveyu. So that's the pasuk that's clearly explicitly talking about Meiser Ani. So afkan Meiser Ani. So we hear as well, when we say lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat b'sharecha, so it's also talking about something that you haven't taken Maiser Ani from. Vamrachmana lo suchal. So it's a lo sase. So you see that you would get Malkus even for eating Tevel of Maiser Ani. So you see that that the author, the one who said that Rav who holds that if you eat Tevel of Maiser Ani, you get Malkus, is exactly like Rabbi Yossi in this Brisa. Says the Gemara, yes, exactly like Rabbi Yossi, but is he against anybody? Is there a Tana that disagrees? Is there anybody that holds a Tevel of Maiser Ani you would not get Malkus for? Some Rav Yosef Kitanai. Yes, in fact, it's a Machlokas Tanaim, whether Tevel of Maiser Ani is its own issue that you get Malkus for. Rav Lozer Omer, Ein Tzarech Likros Es Hashem Al Maiser Ani Shel Demai. Rav Lozer says, if you buy produce from an Ama Aretz, so typically when you buy produce from an Ama Aretz, you have to be Choshesh that he was not Mafrish everything he needs to be Mafrish. He was Mafrish certain things. Truma Gedola, he's trusted that he was Mafrish. Maiser Rishon, not Mafrish. So you need to be Mafrish. Maiser Rishon from Demai. Well, what about Maiser Ani? So Rav Lozer says, not necessary to be Kori Shem on Maiser Ani Shel Demai. You do have to be Kori Shem. You at least have to designate something as Maiser Ani, but it's not necessary to actually be Mafrish it and then give it to an Ani, since after all, this is a Demai, this is Demai, and Rov Amayaretz are Ma'asrim. So but you do have to be Kori Shem in order to at least take away the Tevel status, because whenever it comes to Afrash Shumas Maisros, there are two steps. It's Tevel before you're Mafrish, so just being Mafrish takes away the shame tevel, takes away the isra tevel, then you have an additional chiyuv to go give it to whoever it's supposed to be given to, the Truma Gedola to the Kohen, the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, Maaser Sheni you got to bring to Yerushalayim, the Maaser Ani to the Ani, so that's a separate chiyuv to give it to whoever it needs to be given to. It's actually Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's a separate chiyuv, whether it's actually two separate mitzvahs, but we do see, even if it's one mitzvah, it could be divided. Then here you have Demai, the halacha is at least be Koreas Hashem. Take away the Tevel status. You don't have to actually then go and deliver it. So, my lav ba kamifli. What are they arguing about over here? Whether it's necessary to be Koreas Hashem or not. Demar savar vadai tovlo, umar savar vadai eno tovlo. The question is it called Tevel when you only haven't taken Maiser Ani? If you hold that in a case where it's vadai, where it's not Demai, where you know that nothing has been, you know the Maiser Ani has not been taken from it, you hold that that would be called Tevel. So then when you're dealing with Demai, you would at least have to be Mafrish. But if you hold that it's not called Tevel, even in a situation of Vadai, then in a situation of Demai, it's unnecessary to even be Mafrish. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye just comments, Ihachi Adamiflugi Bisfeko, Liflugu Bavadai. If that's what they're really arguing about in this Brisa, whether Vadai Tovlo, when you have a situation where you know that Maiser Ani hasn't been taken from it, whether that's Tevel, so why would they argue in such an unusual case about Demai and whether you're Mafrish or not Mafrish? Just talk about a case of Vadai. Is it Tevel? Is it not Tevel? So Ela Dekuli Alma Vadai Tovlo. Now, it must be that both opinions in the Brisa assumes that when it's Vadai, it's Tevel. V'hacha ba'aka miflgi. Mar savar lo nechshadu amei aretz al Maiser Ani shel Demai, kiven de mamonu for shemafrish. Now, specifically when it comes to an amei aretz, the question is, do we suspect the amei aretz of not having been mafrish the Maiser Ani? That one opinion, the opinion that says you don't need to be mafrish, says you don't have to be mafrish not because Maiser Ani is so kal and it's not really tevel, right? No, it's because we assume that the Amar Eretz did it already. It's only a din and din and mamonos, so he's going to be mafrish. But Rabbanan Savri kivin to trichle emil solo mafrish, and the Rabbanan hold no, since it's a hassle for him to do, and he doesn't like to be bothered, so he's not. We don't assume the Amar Eretz is mafrish, and that's why you would have to be mafrish on your own. So there's an interesting discussion over the Minchas Chinuch writes a mitzvah reish pei dalid ozvav that since by Yisure Tevel, they're actually two separate lavin, meaning we're discussing over here whether something's called Tevel when you haven't taken Maiser Ani. But you know what there's no machlokas about? If you haven't taken Truma Gedola, for sure it's called Tevel. Additionally, if you haven't taken Maiser Rishon, even if you have taken Truma Gedola, for sure it's called Tevel. How many different Yisurim is that? Let's say you've taken neither Truma Gedola nor Maiser Rishon. Is that one Yisur called Tevel, or is that two separate Yisurim? Says Minchas Chinuch, two separate Isurim because there are two Los Haseis in the Torah. So when you haven't taken Truma, the Pasuk says, Lo Yichalu as Kotcha B'nei Yisrael, and Tevela Tevela Meisr, if you haven't taken Meisr, it says, Lo Sucha Lechol B'Sharecha. And therefore, says Minchas Chinuch, Chiddush La'alacha, both Lekula and Lechumra. Lekula in the following sense. Let's say you eat a Chatzi Zayis of something that you haven't taken Truma Gedola from. And then you eat another Chatzi Zayis of something that you have taken Truma Gedola, but you haven't taken Meisr Rishon from. So do you get Malkus? Says Minchas Chinuch, no Malkus, because you haven't violated a full kazayis of any Isser. Says Minchas Chinuch, but I'll tell you a Chumra. Let's say you eat a full kazayis of something that you've taken neither Truma Gedola nor Meisr Rishon from. If you hold that there's just one Isser called Tevel, so then it's it, one Malkus. But says Minchas Chinuch, according to me, that it's two separate Isserim, two Malkios for one kazayis. So you could have a case of one kazayis where there's zero Malkios, and a case of one kazayis where you chayiv two Malkios. So it comes out both a Kula and a Chumra, according to the Minchas Chinuch. That's how the Minchas Chinuch reads over here. There's also an interesting discussion that this idea that the Ama Aretz is it's Trichale Milsa, you know, the Gemara, this Machlok Shabbos and Chabim, whether you need to be Korei Shame of Meiser Ani Shel Demai. So the Gemara explains over here, Rav Lazar holds you don't, because Ame Aretz are not Nech Shel Demai, because it's Mamonahu Ifrushe Mafrish. Says Rashi, Mamonahu Einbo Israchila Ela Gezelaniim Ve'il Gezelaniim Lo Chayish. Meaning, what do you mean? Because it's Mamon, he's just going to do it? No, meaning what we're saying is that there's no Israchila for a Zar on Meiser Ani. A non-Kohen is allowed to eat Meiser Ani. There's no ritual issue over here. The entire issue is a Dina Mamonis issue. This belongs to Aniim. If you take it for yourself, you're stealing. Okay, he's not so concerned about stealing. So he's not so worried about that. Whereas Rabbanan say, it's Tzrich Le'mil, so he's not going to be Mafrish. But apparently everyone agrees that if he's Mafrish Meiser Ani, Al Menas not to give it, that Afrash is going to be Chal. The whole Machlokas is, would he do that? Would he be Mafrish Meiser Ani and say, okay, so now it's Gezel, I don't care about the Gezel? Or would we say that no, why would he get involved? Why would he want to violate Gezel? Just don't be Mafrish at all. You won't be in violation of Gezel. You'll only be in violation of Tevel. That's the whole Machlokas. But apparently, he is able to be Mafrish Al Menas not to give it, and Afrasha is still going to be Chal. That's an interesting discussion in Achronim. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a discussion in Kerem Tzion, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, where he discusses if a person is Mafrish Trumas Amaisos Al Menas not to give it to where it's supposed to be given. Not to give the Truma to a Kohen, not to give the Maiser to the Levi. Is the Afrasha Chal at all? Meaning, for example, one would imagine that if a person is Mafrish a Korban Al Menas not to be Makrovit in the Beis HaMikdash and not to eat it and not to follow any of its rules and not to, so he's not really giving a Kedushas carbon, you know, he's hungry, so he wants to, I'm mafresh it as a carbon ola so I can have it for dinner tonight. You can't have a carbon ola for dinner tonight. A carbon ola is kula kalil on the mizbech, it has to be entirely burned. So he didn't really mean a carbon ola, he couldn't have it, the whole thing it doesn't work. So do you say the same thing by Chumas and Maestros? I'm mafresh it as Chuma, but I'm not giving it to a Kohen. So is that a hafrasha? Is it still tevel? So if C. Pesach Frank says it's L'chora Tali and Machlokas Rambam Ramban that we related to before. Is the mitzvah of Afrashas Trumas Maestros independent of the mitzvah of Nesina L'Kohen and Nesina L'Levi? Or are they one mitzvah? Hafrasha Nesina. If it's one mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of being mafresh and giving. So then if he's being mafresh al manas not to give, he's not doing the mitzvah. But if there are two separate mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of Afrasha take away the shame tevel, and then there's a separate mitzvah of giving, so you could do one mitzvah without the other. He did his one mitzvah of being mafresh, taking away the shame tevel, and not the other mitzvah. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Kama yochel mena tevel. The Mishnah had said, how much tevel do you have to eat in order to be chayiv? So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, what the shear is that you need to eat in order to be chayiv. So the Rabbi Shimon had said a kol shu, even the tiniest amount, and the Chum said what you would expect, a kazayis. So Rabbi Shimon had said, well, don't you admit that if you eat a bug, you're going to be chayiv? So the Chacham said, yeah, because a bug is what we call a beria, an entire creature. So even if it's pachas mikazayis, you're chayiv for eating an entire creature. So says the Gemara, Amar Bibi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, machlokas bechita. The machlokas is if you eat an entire kernel of wheat of tevel. That's the machlokas. Avol bekemach. But if you eat some flour, divrei kol kazayis. Everyone would say that you're only going to be chayiv if you eat a kazayis, because flour is not a beria. Chita might be a beria. It's an entire creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish k'machlokas b'zu, kach machlokas b'zu. But Rabbi Yirmiya says the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that the machlokas is even if you eat a little bit of flour. That Rabbi Shimon would simply say that there is no such thing as a shir kazayis by achilas tevel. Nothing to do with beria. So it's none. But it's said in our Mishnah. Amar lem Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says to the Chachamim, he challenges them. Aren't you moda that if you eat a bug that you're going to be chayiv? Amrulo, and they said, that's because a bug is in fact a beria. Amrulo afchita achas kibriyasa. So Rabbi Shimon seems to be moda to that and says, yes, but I hold that a chita is also a beria. So chita in kemachlo sounds like, yeah, a kernel of wheat is a beria, but clearly flour is not a beria, and therefore according to nobody should you be chayiv on pachas mikazayis of flour. So how could Rabbi Yirmiya tell me in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that Rabbi Shimon thinks you are chayiv on flour pachas mikazayis? So says the Gemara, it's all how you read the Mishnah. You got to read the Mishnah, you have to read the conversation in the Mishnah as ledivrayim ka'amar lehu. That when Rabbi Shimon responds in the Mishnah, he's not responding with his own actual shita. He's responding lishitascha, according to you chachamim who say that there are only two ways that you can be chayiv. If you either eat a kazayis or a beria. So he's saying, according to me, I know that there's no din of a shir whatsoever. That even if you eat just a little bit of kemach, even pachas mikazayis, that's an isra achila, and there's no such thing, no requirement for a kazayis or a beria or anything. But you who hold that there's at least a requirement of either kazayis or beria, at least be moda that a chita achas is a beria. The Rabban would say, no, it has to be a living thing. If it's not a living thing, then it's not called the beria. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yirmiya, and we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yirmiya that Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no requirement of it being a beria or a kazayis. Rabbi Shimon holds that the whole din of kazayis, he does hold that there's such a thing as a sheer kazayis. It's halacha l'moshe misinai that there's such a thing as a sheer kazayis, but he holds that sheer kazayis is only to tell me that you're only chayiv a karban if you eat a kazayis. But malchus, even pachos mikazayis, you could be chayiv malchus. Now the idea that the Rabbanan would hold that a chita achas is not a beria because it's not a brias neshama, it's not a living creature, Tosfos has problems with, because the Gemara Maseches Chulin tells us that a gid hanoshe is a beria, and therefore as a beria it's not batel. Beria has a couple of nafkaminas la'alacha. One nafkamina la'alacha about a beria is that if you eat pachas mikazayis, you're chayiv on a beria. Another nafkamina la'alacha about a beria is that a beria is not batel. And normally something is in a taroves, you mix it in a big taroves, so it's batel b'shishin. But if something is a beria, no matter how much you mix it in with, it's never going to be batel. It's too chashuv to become batel. So the Gemara over there says that a gira nasha is a beria, not batel. Gira nasha is not an entire living creature. It's a vein. It's one piece. So says Tosos. Now the geder of beria is something that first he says that shiny gid beria kivin da asim mibrias neshama shapravia beria. That since it comes from a living thing, that's enough for it to be called a beria. But then Tosos v'lo nira da nevelu de kasim mibrias neshama. You don't say that a little piece of nevela is called a beria, even though a piece of nevela is a piece of an animal. You still don't say it's called a beria. You're only chayiv yid kazayis of nevela. He says, no, what you have to say is it's not really about it being a neshama or not. What the Chum really mean over here is that if something will lose its name when you cut it up, when it's no longer complete, it would be called something else. That would be, then in its complete status state, it's a beria. But if something would not lose its shame by cutting it up into smaller pieces, you have a big piece of nevela, a small piece of nevela, but it's all called nevela, so then it's not a beria. So a gid anasha is only called a gid anasha when you have the whole gid. If you don't have the whole gid, it's not called a gid anasha at all. And that's why gid anasha is a beria. A piece of a bug is not a bug, but a bug is a bug. So that's why when you cut it up, it loses its shame. That's why it's not called beria. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole explanation of how beria works. That there is what we call isur chomer and isur tzura. That there are certain things that are usur because of their substance and some because of their form. Most isurim are isur chomer, that it's a certain amount of substance that creates the isur. But a beria is usur on account of it being an isur tzura. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch that if a person is, let's say, very ill, unfortunately, that a lot of mistrape because isur Shabbatana, b'makom sakana, meaning they're allowed to use, they're allowed to violate isurim and eat things that are not kosher b'makom sakana. So Rav Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva in Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo in Yerdei Simin Reish Beis, where he talks about, let's say a person is not b'makom sakana, can you have pachos mikashir of an isur? Can you have less than a shir? So Rav Shlomo Kluger suggests, yeah, because pachos mikashir, even though chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, but it's a lesser isur than an isur d'rabanan. It's such a kal isur that it's on a lower level than an Issa D'Rabbanan. So he holds, you're allowed to be Misrape, be Suri Torah, be Pachos Mikashir. In the Chuvus Marash Engel, he writes, in the name of Baruch Tam, in the Odachronim, another Svara to be Matir for a Cholashen Bo Sakana, he says, because Chatzi Shir, that's Asmina Torah, why is Chatzi Shir Asmina Torah? It's only because when you eat Chatzi Shir, you're showing that you consider it to be Choshev to you, and therefore it becomes an Achila, meaning really the definition of Achila is kezayis. When you eat a chatzi shir, it's not an achila. But if you're counting it as an achila because it's chashuv to you, then it becomes an achila and you're going to be chayiv. But a chola, when he eats a chatzi shir to be able to get a refuah, he's not being machshavid as an achila. He's just doing it to get a refuah. He's not showing that it's chashuv to him. Memela, a chola is allowed to eat a chatzi shir. That's the svara that he gives. Where do they get such a svara? The Ritva, right here on this line of the Gemara, that the Ritva explains in the name of Rabbi Meir, Rabbeinu Meir. What is the svara for Rabbi Shimon that all Isurim Yerchayev Malkus on a kol shehu? Stam achilas b'kazayis. And Rabbi Shimon's molded to that because he holds that in order to be chayev a korban, you need to eat a kazayis. So why is it that you only get that you would get Malkus even on a kol shehu? So says the Ritva, because normally stam achilas b'kazayis, because that's the only thing that's called the chashva achila. But by you eating pachos b'kazayis, it's achshavei. You are making it a chashva achila, and mainly you're going to get Malkus. So based on that, the Achronim suggests maybe the Chachamim agree to that as well, that you could be Chayv Malkus, you're not Chayv Malkus on Achil Kol Shu, but they'll agree that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah because you are Machshevit. The fact that you're showing it Chashivas and Pachos Mikashir, that's what makes it Asur Min HaTorah. Not enough to get Malkus, but that's at least what makes it Asur Min HaTorah. Oh, so in a case where you're not Machshevit at all, then maybe it doesn't even become Asur Min HaTorah. Maybe there would be no Isser. So that's the great Chiddush LaHalacha, that some of these Achronim try to suggest that you're allowed to violate the Surei Torah b'chatzi shir in order to have a refuah. It would be a big nafkamina. Normally we assume that for a chola and Yom Kippur, unless it's chola sheyesh bo sakana, they're not even allowed to have a chatzi shir. But according to this Rav Shlomo Kluger, according to this Marash Engel, yes they are. That they're allowed to, chatzi shir is a lesser Isser, and they're not being machshav anything, and therefore they would be able to have a refuah on a chatzi shir. There's also a major discussion, which we don't have time for now, whether the same would apply to mitzvos. Meaning, if chatzi shir is a problem when it comes to, if you hold this thing that eating a chatzi shir shows that you're being machshavit, and that's what makes it asur min haTorah, so we just say the same thing by a mitzvah. You only have a chatzi zayis matzah. Should you bother eating it? Is it worth it? Meaning, you're not going to get the mitzvah anyway. Or do we say no? By you eating that chatzi zayis, and it's all you've got, you're showing that you're being machshavit. So mail it some sort of mitzvah. So some of the Achronim say, yeah, eat it, but no bracha of al achilas matzah. Others say, you can't say al achilas matzah because achilas defined as a kazayis. Say al mitzvah matzah, alter the bracha. And others say, some Achronim even suggest, no, absolutely you can't eat it because it's a partial mitzvah, you can't eat it. Because when you do a partial mitzvah, there's a word for that in the Torah. It's called baltigra. It's a violation of a losa. Say, if it were zero, so then you'd be allowed to eat a chatzayis. But it becomes usur because violation of Baltigra, similar to Rav Shechter's take on wearing tzitzis without tcheles. So we don't have tcheles, it simply doesn't exist. So then, okay, so there's a mitzvah belovan. But because there's a mitzvah belovan, when you have tcheles, it's a violation of Baltigra to wear the lovan without the tcheles. If it were a zero to wear lovan without tcheles, then there would be no violation of Baltigra. It's a zero. But if it's something, but it's not everything, that's gufa, what would become a violation of Baltigra. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, ha'ochel bikurim achelo kar aleim. If we're continuing our list of chivim malchus. Person eats bikurim before he read the parshas of bikurim, before he did the mikra bikurim. Kache kachim chutz l'klayim. He eats kache kachim outside of the Azara. Kachim kalim ma'aser sheni chutz l'choma. He eats kachim kalim ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Hashover es ha'etzem b'pesach ha'tohar. He breaks a bone of a tohar carbon pesach, of a kosher carbon pesach, not a pasul carbon pesach. Minchas Chinuch discusses that apparently there's no malchus for breaking a bone of a tameh carbon pesach, so does that mean that it's mutter? Does that mean that you're allowed to? So he says, Pashtus is yes. The Isser was not, of Shviras Etzem, was not talking about a tameh carbon pesach. It was only about a tohar carbon pesach. Svasemis disagrees. Hareza lok arbaim. In all these cases, one is chayv malchus. Aval hamosir b'tahar. But let's say you leave over from a carbon pesach that's tahar. You leave over the meat, you don't finish it. Vashover b'tamei, or you break a bone of a tamei carbon pesach, eino lok arbaim. Then you don't get malchus arbaim. Hanotel eimal abanim, if a person violates shiluach hakein, he takes eimal abanim. Machlokus, what exactly that means. Rashi on Chumash, and Rashi Maseches Chulin says that the isser is to take the mother when the mother is hovering over the babies. So that you violate the law only if you took only the mother, and you left the babies there. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos Losa Se Shin Vav, says that the Isser is to take the Kan Tzipor Ha'em Ve'Habanim. Notel Eim Al-Abanim means to take them all together. So if someone does that, whatever it means, someone's Notel Eim Al-Abanim, Rabbi Domer Lokaveinu Mishaleach, you get Malkus, you already violated the Isser, there is no Tikkun by doing any sort of Asay, being Mishaleach, it's too late. V'chamar Mishaleach Ve'inu Loka. L'cham say, no, be Mishaleach, it's a Lavanita Klasei, you can fix it by being Mishaleach, Ha'Se'im, Zaklal, Kol Mitzvah Slosa Se'yashish Bakum Asay, Ein Chayav Nalaha. Whenever you have an actual Lavanita Klasei, you're definitely not Chayav. That's why by Noser you're not Chayav, because it's Noser is definitely a Lavanita Klasei. You leave it over, then it's Nita Klasei, by burning it the next morning. But by Shiluach HaKein, that's the Machlokas. Is it a Lav Anita Klas A, or is it a Lav Shekidma Asay? So we had that whole sugya previously about that, whether a Lav Shekidma Asay is a Lav Anita Klas A. Amar Rabba Bar Bechana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Satim Ta'a, that the first line in our Mishnah that said that if you eat Bikurim before being Korei, the Mikra Bikurim, before reading the Parsha of Arami Ovidavi, that you get Malkus for that, that is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva Satim Ta'a. What does it mean, Satim? That sometimes Rebbe wrote Mishnayos and he did not attribute any name to the Mishnah, but we know that it's a specific Tana. But Rebbe wrote it as a Stam Mishnah. So this is an example of a Stam Mishnah where we can identify that it's Rabbi Akiva who's the author of this Mishnah. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but you should know that even though it just says it as a Stam Mishnah, it's against the Shita of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Bikurim Anachem Akev's Ben, Kriya Ein Akev's Ben. There's no Malkus for eating Bikurim without having been kore mikra bikurim. The mikra bikurim is not ma'akev. The hanacha etzal mizbeach is ma'akev. Bikurim is a big deal. You take these fruits, the first fruits that grow, and you make a big parade, and you shove into your shalayim, these fancy baskets, or whatever, and then you put them down next to the mizbeach. That's the primary mitzvah. Then there's also an Indian mitzvah that you're supposed to read the mikra bikurim of Arami Ovidavi. But the Chum say, that's not ma'akev. That mikra bikurim is not ma'akev. So ask the Gemara, you know, we could also attribute our Mishnah to Rabbi Shimon, because we're going to be able to show that through a brisa that's going to take up the whole rest of the daf, that Rabbi Shimon holds that the Mikra Bikurim is Ma'akev. So why lock in our Mishnah to Shitas Rabbi Akiva, where we don't even have a Stam Mishnah, we don't even have a clear statement of Rabbi Akiva on this issue? You have a clear brisa where Rabbi Shimon holds like our Mishnah. So says Gemara, Hakamashman Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shimon Svirle. Enochinami, it's possible that Rabbi Shimon could have been the author of our Mishnah. But what Rabbi Barbar Chanam, Rabbi Yochanan, was trying to tell us was that Rabbi Akiva also agrees that he had a tradition that Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Shimon, even though we don't have any explicit brisa where Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Shimon, but he had such a tradition. Great, my Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon say such a thing? That the Kriya, the Mikra Bikurim is not Ma'akev. So for that, we have to go through a whole Braisa. Ditanya, the Braisa says, Darshan's a Pasuk as follows. Now we have to realize this Braisa is Darshaning one long Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Sucha Lechel Bisharecha. Here's what you're not allowed to eat Bisharecha. Meister de Gancha, Vitiroshcha, Vitzarecha, Uvachorus Bekorcha, Vitzonecha, Vichol Nidarecha Shartidar, Vinidvasecha, Uch. So we're going to darshan from each of the things, but we're starting with the end of the pasuk and working our way backwards. Detanya, utrumas yadecha. What is trumas yadecha? Elu bikurim. That's a reference to bikurim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma bazel lamdenu. What's the pasuk teaching me that I'm not allowed to do with bikurim? Im la ochlam chutz l'choma. If it's trying to teach me that I'm not allowed to eat bikurim outside of Yerushalayim, of course I'm not allowed to eat bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. Kal v'chomer mi meiser akal. It's a kal v'chomer from meiser sheni. Uma meiser akal ochlam chutz l'choma loka. If you even get malchus for eating meiser sheni outside of Yerushalayim, bikurim lokolshkin, you'll for sure get malchus for eating bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. Why? What makes Bikurim more chomer than Meiser? So on Amud Beis, we're going to go through what Rabbi Shimon was thinking. Why he's going to have five Kal V'chomers. Why he thinks all of his Kal V'chomers are Kal V'chomers. And we're also going to show why none of them are actually Kal V'chomers. Why there's a chomer in both directions in each of these Kal V'chomers. But that's what he assumes. So it can't be teaching me not to eat Bikurim outside Yerushalayim. So what's supposed to teach me about Bikurim? Haloba akas ve'alechol bin Bikurim achalokara aleim shu'loka. Ah, must be telling me that there's Nisra v'ini Bikurim before reading the Parshas Bikurim, before the Mikra Bikurim, and you get Malchus for that. That's it. That line in the Braisa is all we needed. That shows that Rabbi Shimon is in agreement with our Mishnah. But we quote the rest of the Braisa, and that's the rest of the daf. Vinid Vosecha, Pasuk also says, working backwards in the Pasuk, Vinid Vosecha, Zutoda, Ushlamim. That's a reference to the Karban Toda and the Karban Shlamim, which can be offered voluntarily as a Nedava. It's not something that you're necessarily obligated to bring. So I'm Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bazal Lamdenu. What's this teaching me about Toda Ushlamim? What do I get Malchus for that I do with Toda Ushlamim? Im Lochon Chutz L'choma, Kal V'chomer Meiser. If it's telling me that I get Malchus for eating it outside of your Shlamim, I already know that from Meiser. Haloba kasav elu laochel betodu b'shlamim lifnei zrika shuloka. It must be telling me an additional malchus for todu b'shlamim, that if I eat it before I do zrika sadam, I get malchus. Working backwards in the pasuk ubechoros, that's an easy one. Zeha bechar, that's obviously a reference to bechar. Amar Rabbi Shimon ma bazel lamdenu. What am I not allowed to do with bechar that I get malchus for it? Im liochel chutz l'choma, if it's for eating it outside Yerushalayim, kal v'chomer meiser. I know that from a kal v'chomer from meiser shem. If it's tell me that I'm not allowed to eat it before I do the Zrikas Dam, Kavachom Mitodu Shlamim. Bechar is more chamur than Todu Shlamim. So of course I'm going to get Michaiv Malkus if I eat it before Zrikas Dam. So what is the special Isser about Bechar? It must be coming to teach me that if I eat from a Bechar, even after Zrika, I get Malkus. Bekar chavitzoncha zuchatos vashem. Going backwards in the pasuk, when it says bekar chavitzoncha, what type of bakar etzon are we talking about? A karban chatos or a karban ashem? Kadshe kadshim. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma bazel lamdenu. What's this teaching us? What do I get malchus for doing with kadshe kadshim? Im liochlin chutz l'choma kal v'chomer meiser. Certainly for eating outside of Yerushalayim, I know I'm chayv malchus. That I get as kal v'chomer from meiser. Im lifnei zrika kal v'chomer mitodu shlam. If it's to tell me that I'm chayiv for eating it before Zrika, so I know that from a kal v'chomer from Todu Shlamim, which are kachim kalim. Im liachar Zrika, kal v'chomer mi b'char. And if it's tell me that I'm chayiv malchus for eating it after Zrika, that I already know from a kal v'chomer from b'char. So what's the additional malchus that I'm getting specifically on a chatos v'asham? Haloba akasav el la'ochel mi chatos v'asham afilu liachar Zrika, but chutz l'klayim. You eat the chatos v'asham after Zrika, which is when you're supposed to eat it, but in the wrong place. Chutz l'klayim, not outside Yerushalayim, but outside of the Azara, because kachim kachim need to be eaten in the Azara. Shuloka, I get malchus for that. And then nidarecha zuola. The last thing, or really the first thing that the pasuk mentions is nidarecha. What's nidarecha? That's an ola, because an ola could be brought as a neder and nedava. You could there's such a thing as an ola as a nedava. You're allowed to volunteer in ola. So I'm Rabbi Shimon. Ma baza lamdenu. What could it possibly be teaching me that I get malchus for with a carbon ola? Im liochon chutz l'choma. If it's telling me that I eat it outside of Yerushalayim, I get malchus. Kal v'chomer mimeiser. Ola is way more chomer than meiser sheni. Meiser sheni, I get malchus feeding outside of Yerushalayim. Of course I do for ola. Im lefnei zrika. If it's telling me that if I eat the ola before the zrika stam, kal v'chomer mitol d'shlamim. That I know from a kal v'chomer mitol d'shlamim where I get malchus for eating before the zrika stam. Im liachar zrika. If it's telling me I get malchus for eating it after I do the zrika stam, kal v'chomer mibuchar. I already know that from a kal v'chomer mibuchar. Im chutz l'klayim, and even if you want to tell me that it's teaching me that I get malchus for eating a carbonola after the zrika, but outside of the azara, kavachomer mechatas v'asham. I know that also because it's a kavachomer from chatas nasham, and we assume again ola is more chamur than chatas v'asham. So halaba kasav ella la'ochel menach ola la'achar zrika afilu bifnim shuloka. What makes an ola special that you're chayiv malchus even if you eat it after the zrika in the Azara? It's carbon ola. You're not allowed to eat it at all. It's supposed to be kulu kalil on the Mizbeach. The whole thing, it only has an achilas Mizbeach. So eating it at all is going to be achiv malchus. Even if you seem to have done everything right, it's in the Azara and it's after the Zrika and everything. So Amar Rava, Rava makes a comment when he hears this drasha of Rabbi Shimon. He's so impressed by Rabbi Shimon's drasha that Rava comments, Diyelida ime Rabbi Shimon teled v'ilo lo teled. If someone's mother can have a baby like Rabbi Shimon, it's worth having a baby. But otherwise, it's not worth having a baby. So all of the Rishonim say, I understand. You want to give a compliment to Rabbi Shimon. It's very nice. But a little much, no? That it's not worth having a baby if the baby's not going to be like Rabbi Shimon. I don't know. Pru revu? Isn't that worth something? There might have been productive citizens that didn't quite live up to the level of Rabbi Shimon. So you have to realize, it's an interesting way of phrasing it. He doesn't say isha sheteled, Rabbi Shimon, it's worth being molded, but otherwise not worth being molded. Diyelida ime, he says, someone whose mother is, it sounds like we're talking from the perspective of the older brother, right? Meaning of someone who's already been born to that mother, that if your mother's able to have another child that's like Rabbi Shimon, then it's worth it, otherwise it's not worth it. So the Aruch Liner has an interesting explanation. Explains based on the Gemara Nida that not the Aruch Liner. The Siach Yitzchak explains that when Rava says that what he's saying is that a son should be mispalel on his mother, that the next child should be like Rabbi Shimon, not that a baal should be mispalel on his wife like this. And that's based on the Gemara Nida. The Gemara says that Shalu Talmidavus Rabbi Shimon, why is it that a Yoledes has to bring a karban after the Leda? What did she do wrong? Did she do something wrong? So he says, because when she was giving birth, because of the Tzara Leda, she took a Shavua that she's not going to be with her husband anymore. And after the Leda, she has charata on the Shavua, and she wants to have other babies, so she has to bring a karban for having violated that Shavua. So that's what Rava says, that only if that woman that's molded afterwards has a son that's like Rabbi Shimon, it's worth violating that Shavua to have such a child. But if you don't have a son like Rabbi Shimon, better not to violate a Shavua. Better not to be in violation of the Shavua. So that's why Rava says, because the whole Indian is only by a woman who already had a baby once, and already took the shvuah one time. But if the woman never had a baby, then this whole thing doesn't apply because there's no issur of shvuah. Then stam, you have a mitzvah of having children. The Ritva says that it can't just be that he changes the whole gear. So he says it can't be that Rava would say such a thing. But bottom line is, Rava was very impressed by Rabbi Shimon. And here's the trick. Even though he thought the whole thing was wrong, he thought every single kal v'chomer Rabbi Shimon made had a pircha in it. Why? Why does he assume that bikurim is is more chamer than meiser. Shekein asurim lezarim, because bikurim is asur to a zar, meiser is mutter to a zar. Well, guess what? Adrabba, meiser chamer shekein asur la'onein. An onein is not allowed to eat meiser sheni. An onein is yes allowed to eat bikurim. Well, my chamer to todah v'shlamim meiser. Why do you think todah and shlamim are more chamer than meiser? Shekein tun matan dam ve'murim legabim mizbeach, because there's a requirement of dam and emurim on the mizbeach by todah v'shlamim. You don't have such a thing by meiser. Meiser is not animals. It's produce. So adrabba, meiser chamer shekein tun kesef tzura. But maybe meiser is more chamer, because if you want to be poda meiser, you need kesef with an image on it. You can't just use things of value, as opposed to kachim, as opposed to todu shlamim that are possible, and you need to be poda them. You can be poda on anything of value. Umay chumra de bechor mi todu shlamim. Why does Rabbi Shimon think a bechor is more chamer than todu shlamim? Shekein kedushaso meirechem, because a bechor is born holy. Adrab todu shlamim chamer shekein tunim smicha unesachim tunim v'schaz v'shok. There are a number of halachos that apply to a todu shlam that do not apply to a bechor, like the requirement of doing smicha on the carbon, the nesachim that go along with the carbon, the waving of the chaz of a shok. Umay chumra de chatas v'asha mi bechor. And why is a chatas nasha more chumra than a bechor? Shenkeim kachi kachim, because chatas asham is kachi kachim. Yeah, but adrabba, bechor chumra shenkeim kedush shasam mirachem. But bechor has an element that's more chumra in that it's kadosh mirachem, it's kadosh from birth. Umay chumra de olam mi chatas v'asham. And why is an olam more chumra than chatas nasham? Shenkeim kalil, because the whole thing gets burnt on the mizbeach. Adrabba, chatas v'asham chamiru shenkeim mechapri. A chatas nasham are only a chiv to be mechaper for an ave. And the truth is, all karbanos in a certain sense are more chamer than an ola, because it has shtei achilos. There's achilos mizbeach, and there's the achilah of the bailim. So it says more elamaydi li'imik Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now that you just totally freshmeted Rabbi Shimon, and you said that everything he said was wrong, so what are you so impressed by? It was impressive how he took the pasuk and he darshaned it backwards. Because if you darshan the pasuk forwards, you would never be able to come out with all of these dinim, because you already would have all the chidushim in the first, that you would never be able to make these kavachomers. It's only if you work backwards that the drasha works. So that was a very creative way of darshan. Tulsa says, yeah, it's maybe too creative. Who says that you're allowed to do that? So Tulsa deals with that issue. But that's the what's so impressive. So Beth Shem will pick up from there tomorrow.